Philip Saint-Pontier, teacher and curator. Today's date is 10/10/2022. Dictation is for Miss Lorraine Ortega. Lorraine spells L-O-R-E-N-E. Ortega spells O-R-T-E-G-A. Date of birth is 11/14/1972. This is a 49-year-old female here with frequent urination and frequent thirst period. Patient stated this has been going on for approximately 1 month, but it's gotten worse in the last 7 days. She said she goes to the bathroom and 5 minutes later she has to go again. She said if she passed the bathroom, she has to go and find herself drinking lots of fluids, period. She says she's thirsty a lot, period. Next paragraph, past medical history. Hypothyroidism, comma, goiter. Next paragraph, family history, mom with severe non-insulin dependent diabetes / renal failure secondary to diabetes. Next paragraph, surgical history, C-section, hysterectomy. Next paragraph, medication, levothyroxine. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed were negative except for those mentioned above. Previous paragraph, physical exam. She's alert oriented. Mildly obese young lady. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% of room air. Blood pressure 121 over 80. Pulse 72. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.0. Previous paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck. Full range of motion. No heritema. No rigidity. No meningeal signs, previous paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, previous paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. Next paragraph, correction. Same paragraph. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Next paragraph. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, distended, secondary to obesity. Normal bowel sounds. Period. No peritoneal signs. Period. No visible peristalsis. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities. Full range of motion. Upper and lower extremities. No discomfort. Range of motion. She bears weight well with no ontology gait. Period. Next paragraph. Neck. Thyroid is mobile. No mass on thyroid. Next paragraph. Tongue. The tongue is beefy red. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times three, cranial nerves to return as normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is polyuria. Assessment number two, polydipsia. Assessment number three is weight gain. Number four, tongue discomfort. Open parentheses, beefy red tongue. Close parentheses. This is usually sometimes seen with pernicious anemia. Close parentheses. In the clinic today, we did a urine drug correction. Urine test, urine glucose was negative. Leukocytes and nitrite were negative, 14 negative. A finger stick reveals glucose of 102. These results were discussed with patient. She and I had a lengthy discussion about her condition and the limitation of testing that we can do in this clinic period. She was advised that she needs some more detailed testing and she should go to the emergency room. She said she don't want to go to the emergency room. We had a discussion and talk about the severity of her illness and what the possibilities are. While we ruled out infection and elevated glucose, there are other serious conditions that may contribute to her symptoms. And she says she understands. She says she's going to go home, and if she gets worse, she's going to go into to the emergency room, period. She was reassured and strongly encouraged to go to the emergency room for further evaluation, which she insists on not doing, period. She was given the opportunities to ask questions. She says she has none. End of the patient.